Welcome to the podcast!
Yeah, it's Beck and Jazeel here, and this is some of the best bits of our show in the last 24 hours. It'll make your wildest dreams come true.
Well, it's definitely some bits of the show from the last 24 hours, but we really hope you enjoy it. So, it's no secret. I love my dog.
Oh, yeah.
Old Fergus.
Yep.
Best boy. Goodest boy.
Fergmeister. That's what I call him.
You can call him that. Okay. That's fine. He answers to most things. But so I thought this was already a go here. But it's not. Well, it could be. Because pets are now allowed on Australian planes. It's under new aviation laws. So the laws have changed saying you can take them on.
You mean like on a seat?
Yeah, yeah. In with you on the plane.
Is this just for like guide dogs?
No, any dogs.
Therapy, no?
Any pets. You'll be able to bring them. So,
what?
Yeah, there's changes in aviation safety laws, but it will be up to each airline if they're going to implement the rule change.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you're now allowed to by law, but you still got to ask. Like, the pilot has to okay it and the airline because of the safety.
Okay, is it just cats and dogs? Has it specified?
I'm not sure. It hasn't specified. It just says pets allowed on planes.
Oh, and then, you know, oh man, I've got so many questions.
Well, it's widespread in Europe already and in like America, they're already allowed to be on planes.
Really?
So, yeah,
how
like,
much
they
would you
usually
pay?
Have to be in like a carrier or something like that, but can be with you in the plane instead of being underneath the plane.
Would you pay a normal price for a seat?
It's a good question. I would. Well, I reckon you'd pay less just because they're not getting food or anything like that.
Yeah, you'd have to provide your own food.
But, I mean,
them.
It's still a seat, and so you still have to would have to pay a reasonable amount, I would assume.
But and how big is the animal? You know, what if I've got a little miniature pony?
Well,
no.
Let's be realistic, Jazeel.
I'm being realistic.
I don't think you'll be allowed to have a miniature pony on the plane with you. It'll have to fit
Okay, fair enough. A duck.
On the seat.
A swan. Well, if I've got a pet swan. Can
I
bring that?
Well, if it fits the guidelines, I'd
like,
say so.
It's like the game. I'm going to the moon and I'm taking anyway.
But so Nine News did a poll. 71% of voters who took part would fly with their pets if given the chance. I want to know, though, would you want someone else's pet sitting next to you? Because, of course, most people are going to say, yes, I don't want to take my pet.
Yeah.
But would you want someone else's pet sitting next to you?
Not a chance. Straight away. No.
Really?
Not, no way.
Why do you hate animals?
I don't hate animals. I love animals. Okay, I truly do.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be on a plane next to an animal. Because, A, you don't know the hygiene of that animal. And we already know that dogs' mouths are one of the worst places on earth.
Well, I've seen what you've put in your mouth, so I don't think that
can't talk.
Rotten oranges and the like.
Okay, a dog's mouth's worse than that.
Okay.
Okay. Then you got the cats. They lick themselves. You don't want that there. And I'm just, you got the breath as well. I mean, you can't guarantee that the animal that's going to be next to you is going to be very hygienic.
Don't look on the negatives. I just think, oh, I would love to have a little doggy sitting next to me.
No, really?
I would love it. I would love an animal next to me.
Okay, let's pretend it's a 10-hour flight, nice and round.
Yeah.
Would you? Yay or nay?
Yes, I would prefer an animal next to me than another human being.
Cheryl joins us. Cheryl, what do you think about this?
I'm actually here with my girls. We just had an interesting discussion about it. I said I understand that people have anxiety on a plane, and I think that's the primary reason for it. But I wouldn't want to pay for a seat on a plane and then end up sitting next to an animal.
Right, I'm with you.
Well, what about
I think that there's some logistics. A long haul flight with an animal that has toiletry needs. Like, what do they do about that?
It's true. That is a question. I want to know where there'd have to be some protocols around it. We don't know them all.
Well,
don't know what the toileting situation is. But I'm like, give me a good boy next to me any day.
Nah.
You've obviously had some bad experiences we need to talk about there, Beck.
Shirley.
America have been doing this for a while, and I did hear a story about how somebody got onto a plane. You know how they just move people in and out in some of these high transition places?
Oh, yeah.
And somebody got onto the plane, and they said to the air hostess that a dog had actually been sick or left a mess there. And they said, oh, can you clean it up? And she said, oh, I'll get you some paper towels. It's not my job to clean that up.
No.
No, that's horrible.
There are legitimate challenges around having animals on airplanes. Let's be honest, we're never designed to have animals in the first place.
Let's make a new plane, Shirley.
What about children who are scared of pets?
Yeah, that is, like, that is a good point.
That's a very good point.
In other people. Yeah. Mm. So it's just, while I love it, I also think at the end of the day, a lot of planes are flying to and from high transition destinations, all countries, and you can't just fly. I mean, Johnny Depp tried to fly into Australia with his dog, and Australia was like, sorry, mate, you can't do that. You haven't filled in all the paperwork, and you've got to quarantine the animal. So you can't just assume because you can have your animal on the aeroplane that you can actually take them into the country that you're visiting.
Shirley, have you ever thought about working for Border Force? I feel like you do a great job. You bring it to us simply. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We've got Tom on the phone. Tom, what are your thoughts about this? Animals right next to you on the plane, yay or nay?
Definitely nay, definitely nay. I'm a big animal lover. I love animals, but a lot of those issues were just discussed a second ago. But imagine the animal gets sick and start vomiting, and what are you going to do? You know, people get sick. When you're going, actually, the dogs are very sensitive when it comes to certain smells or the pressure in the ears. If it's, they can't pop the ears like the humans can. They can't blow the nose and pop the ears.
Good point.
So that can be an absolutely pain and agony. And, you know, what are you going to do? It's not like you're going to say, oh, can we land now because my dog's in pain? So it would be absolutely cruelty, I think, to do that to animals. I do understand animals do fly in cargo and stuff like that. But they sometimes can suffer a lot of pain, which is, I think, unnecessary. And look, maybe if it was a little gecko or somebody had a jar with a spider, I could understand that, you know. But I don't think any big four-legged animals should be allowed on the plane.
For you, if it's small and in a closed container, spider, fish, you're okay with that, but the moment it's got four legs, you're out of here.
What about an ostrich?
It's not just that. I think that it's like the toiletry as well. How are you going to take the dog for pee? Is it going to run around next aisle and pee on everybody's leg or something? So, it's going to be very hard logistics, you know, and I don't think, people are not going to sit for 14 hours in one spot. We get up and walk around. Imagine 20 people get up every half an hour with five dogs and walk around the plane.
Love it. I'd love it. I would love that. I would pat them.
You'd be so annoyed. They'd be barking. They'd be howling.
Sounds like having small kids on planes, really.
We've got Debbie on the phone. Debbie, what do you think?
It's a thumbs down for me.
Yes.
Can you imagine one starts barking, a dog starts barking and sends off all the other dogs in the plane?
One
snarls and then they're all snarling and at each other, or cats hissing. It'd be horrible.
It actually would.
I haven't thought about the logistics like that. All I've thought about is like the cuteness and hugging.
Someone's got, their little bird in a cage and someone's sitting beside them with a cat and like, oh my goodness, here's this bird fluttering around in the cage.
Not for long.
The cat hissing at it and nah.
Birds are a no for me.
Debbie, thank you so much for the call.
Good boys only.
More texts coming through. Pamela says, no pets in the same cabin with humans. Thank you. Nope, just cut it out.
Laura says, I think it's a bad idea. What if the animal poos and you're stuck sitting next to someone's stinky dog?
Yeah, of course. Hey, also,
someone's got to agree with me.
No one is
happy to sit next to someone else's dog on a plane.
Not for that long. You can't get away from it.
We don't know how long it is. It could just be like a quick
hypothetically
trip. Yeah.
Well, what's the quickest trip you can do? Probably an hour?
Yeah, maybe. I'd do that.
You're not doing much smaller than that unless you're just going for a scenic flight around Jandakot.
Yeah, I'll bring my dog.
Okay, anyway, here's some options I'm going to throw at you, okay?
Sure.
The last two rows of a plane, a dog or cat rows.
Yeah, but you'd only be able to have one at a time, I reckon.
Yeah, so if it's full, you got to take the next flight.
Yeah.
But also, if there's only one dog on the plane, if you're going to go back there, you get a cheaper rate.
Okay. I'll do that. I'll sit with a dog for a cheaper rate.
I would choose that over the aisle seat with the big leg room.
Yeah, and as long as I don't have to clean up after it, like, because it's someone else's dog, then that's fine.
Okay, another scenario for you. Pets under the age of 2, do they fly free like kids?
Only if you sit them on your lap for the whole time.
Is that what you have to do?
With kids, yeah. If your kid's under 2, they don't get their own seat.
Right.
They fly for free, but they have to. They're on you. They don't get their own seat.
It's handy to know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Whew, what a hoot that was.
That was. Oh, I'm tired just from listening to it.
Oh, I'm energized.
Yeah. Hey, if you want more from The Drive Show, just visit 98.5.com. And don't forget, you can tune in live anytime for more of this great banter.